Today's episode on the podcast is to answer the question I got recently, which is, where can I buy an Airbnb property if I have $100,000? That's great. You have this amount of cash, but where to buy? Well, first you have to identify the cost for closing and setting up the place as a vacation rental. So for $100,000, on the conservative side, try to count $20,000 for both closing and setting up the place, meaning all the furniture, the beddings, items, towels, and so on. So here is a simple math question. Knowing that bank typically want 30% down for investment properties, and you have now $100,000 minus $20,000 is $80,000. So $80,000 you can use to buy the property, and it required 20%. That means you can buy a property that is worth about $266,000, which is $80,000 divided by 30%. So then the next question is, where exactly in the US or in the world can you buy a property? Well, the two main criteria you need to use is, number one, that the place you buy the property is zoned okay to operate an Airbnb 365 days a year. And the second criteria is that it has to be a highly profitable place. Just don't buy anywhere where you can operate an Airbnb, but no one wants to come to that place. So make sure you have those two criteria in mind. Now, if you want some additional help to identify like specific cities, feel free to look at my quarterly report on the best cities to buy Airbnb properties, or simply look at my Airbnb cash flow method to get additional guidance.